Welcome, everyone, to tonight's edition of Dead Talk Live. I'm your host, Viz, from Walk Your Dead Now. Our broadcast tonight and every night is simultaneously live-streamed to YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, starting at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I want to welcome all our first-time viewers. We hope you can stay with us for the next hour and participate in our viewer interactive show. And a very big thank you to all our loyal regular viewers. I'm glad all of you are here with me tonight. If you haven't already done so, we ask that if you enjoy our broadcast as well as our custom videos, that you subscribe to our YouTube channel called Walking Dead Now. For more information on our show, please visit our website located at deadtalklive.com. As always, our producer, Marco, is going to be handling the text chatting, and I will be talking to you guys on the air. So how is everyone doing tonight? Hard Productions, hello. Sazchick, hello on YouTube. Carlos on Facebook, how are you doing? Gaming Future, hi on YouTube. On Instagram, we have Respetra1114. Ismail just joined us. Hello, Ismail. Thank you for joining us. Claudio on Instagram is joining us. Catice is joining us on Instagram. A lot of people coming in. We'll let the room fill up here. As always, guys, thank you for joining me this evening as we get to spend the next hour chatting about this and that and, you know, some Walking Dead. No, just kidding. A lot of Walking Dead and a little bit of this and that. I hope everyone's having a good day. Gaming Future on YouTube, your channel is so cool. Well, thank you very much, Gaming Future on YouTube. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate that. I put a lot of hard work into our YouTube channel and all our social platforms. So thank you for joining us tonight. Luis Carlos has given us a thumbs up. Is that the Brazilian flag? Are you from Brazil, Luis? We have Brazils in the house. Garcia is joining us on Instagram. Hassan has joined us on Instagram. Hope all you guys are just having a wonderful day on this Monday. What is today's day? Today is Monday, May 25th. With us being in quarantine, I have completely lost track of which day of the week it is. Hard Productions on YouTube. I just want to say I'm posting a Rick Grimes tribute after the show. All right. It's called Rick Grimes Officer Friendly, if anyone is interested in that. So guys, Hard Productions puts out some great videos. So if anyone wants to see his Rick Grimes tribute, head on over to Hard Productions YouTube channel and check out his Rick Grimes tribute that he's putting on after the show. I'll definitely be sure to check that out, Hard Productions. Gaming Future asks me, what is my Discord name? Gaming Future on YouTube, if you look down in the description of the video that you're currently watching, I have my Discord invite. All you have to do is click on that, and it will take you right to my Discord server. I feel so bad for my Discord server. It's really set up amazingly. I've shown it off to you guys in prior episodes. I'm not going to do it again right now. But I really, you know, set it up as a one-stop shop for everything Walking Dead. I mean, you guys can go there and watch Walking Dead videos, my videos as well as other users' videos, official videos, catch up on all the latest news. Also, a little secret that some of you guys don't know, all the different chats that we do during our live stream, minus Instagram, is in my Discord channel called Live Chats. So all these chats get archived on my Discord channel. So if you guys want to go back and see what somebody said on a prior episode, if you join my Discord server, which is called Walking Dead Now, you can find that. Hey, Nicholas on Instagram. I'm sorry, Nicholas on YouTube. Thank you for joining us. Taller is giving us a big thumbs up on Instagram. Zenith is joining us on Instagram. Creative Benji on Instagram. What's your favorite piece of music from The Walking Dead? There is a great song. That is so easy for me to answer. There is a great song that is called Chapel. And it is the song that is played after Denise is killed. And they have that whole run-in with Dwight and the Saviors. And as Rosita and Daryl and them are carrying away Denise's body, it's a beautiful song, and it's called Chapel. And if you know what, if you guys give me 1 second here, I have it saved. I don't think I'll be able to play it, because I'll probably just, if I play it, then I'm going to run into a whole bunch of copyright issues. But I do have the title of the song here. Give me 1 second. I'm glad you asked that question. It's called Chapel. Damn it. I just wrote Chapel. I didn't write down who sings it. You know what? I'm going to find that for you right now. I'm determined to get you guys that name. Okay? Because it is such a beautiful, beautiful song. And I actually used it in the ending of one of my videos. And I really want to get you that artist's name. Let me see if I can just find it real quick. God, yeah. Looking up for a song named Chapel is like trying to find a needle in the haystacks, because there's about a million different songs named Chapel. I will try to get you guys that artist's name, but I really want you guys to hear that song in its entirety. It's amazing. It's just absolutely amazing. So I hope that answers your question. That is my favorite song, on The Walking Dead. And it's when Denise is being carted off by Daryl, Rosita, and Abraham, I believe. It's an amazing song. So you guys should check that out. Gaming Future on YouTube writes, I like that song. Good, good. Warlock, I'm going to spy on everyone. Welcome, Warlock, on YouTube. Gaming Future, what's your favorite kill on The Walking Dead? I have so many, can't really pick one. I'm sorry. There's just so many, so many. And I don't know if favorite is the word I would use. You know what I mean? I have my heartbreaking kills off the Walking Dead, but as far as like, wow, I'm really excited that person died because it was such an awesome way for them to go, that's kind of hard for me to pick. So I just brought up the universal chat so our friends on Instagram can see what the people on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are saying tonight. So we've got some news and announcements to go through. So for all you guys that are missing Andrew Lincoln, which should be all of us, he is going to be starring in an upcoming movie with Naomi Watts called Penguin Bloom. That movie's all shot. It's in post-production. It's ready to go. It's just on pause from the coronavirus pandemic. So for all of you guys that have been missing, Andrew Lincoln, who played Rick Grimes, that's your chance when that movie does finally get released to see him again on the screen. So, another news, even though shooting for season 11 of The Walking Dead is on pause for the moment, The Walking Dead's official, social media accounts, especially Twitter, have been extremely active. And I want to show you guys a post that they put up on Twitter. Okay? So, basically, if you look on your screens right there, it's from The Walking Dead official Twitter. And it's a pool party that went on yesterday in Missouri, and it went viral. A lot of people were criticizing these people for being in such close proximity during this pandemic, and I guess the Walking Dead, official Walking Dead Twitter, whoever runs that account, but it's the official Walking Dead Twitter account, decided to chime in as well, and they made a comment. They said, these people would 100% hide a walker bite. Ouch. I mean, ouch. Damn. We've talked about it before on this show, about, you know, who would hide a walker bite just so they can, you know, not get killed, you know, murdered, whatever you want to call it. But damn, you know, I'm going to, besides saying that, I'm not going to delve too much into it. I'm going to let you guys form your own opinion on that. Aaron is joining us on Instagram. Thank you, Aaron, for joining us. So I'm going to let you guys form your own opinion about this. But I, for those who have not seen it, I just wanted to share it with you guys. This is from, you know, the official Walking Dead Twitter account. So apparently they're not happy with all these people getting together to have a little pool party. You know, like I said, everyone's going to form their own opinion. A lot of people are tired of being cooped up. They just want to go out. They want to have some fun. I can understand why they had this pool party. I can understand also the safety reasons about social distancing and trying to get this pandemic under control. People want to live. I know they're, you know, you can see it both ways. They're putting themselves at risk, or they're just going out and having some fun. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you guys. You guys can form your own opinions on what you think about that. So let's go back to the chat screen. Ismail on Instagram writes, damn. Yeah, I mean, those were harsh words. And for people that don't watch the show, if they just read the Walking Dead official comment where they say, you know, these people would 100% hide a walker bite, they're not really getting the, like, damn, that's a jab. That's a jab. Sam has joined us on Instagram. Wagner has joined us on Instagram. I want to thank all you guys for joining us. So moving on, there is more information that came out, you know, today on the Rick Grimes movies. Supposedly an inside source has leaked or revealed, whichever word you want to use, that Carol, played by, you know, Melissa McBride, who plays Carol on the show, is also going to be joining the list of characters who are going to be appearing in the Rick Grimes trilogy movies in one way or another. And what I mean by that is either in a flashback or present, who knows. But Carol has joined the list of current cast members who is going to be at least appearing in one of the three Rick Grimes movies. And just to share with you what that list is, J.D. Morgan, who plays Negan, is apparently going to be in the trilogies as well. Michonne, played by Danai Gurira, is going to be in the movies as well. And Little Judith, played by Kaylee Fleming, is also going to be in the Rick Grimes movies. So that's pretty cool. So, I mean, I found that very, very interesting. So, I see you guys are all chatting on YouTube and on Instagram. Sorry, I haven't been paying too much attention to the chats. I wanted to get this news out to you. Official Joseph writes, is Rick coming back? Yeah, like I just said, Official Joseph, Rick Grimes is coming back in three movies that are either going to be released in movie theaters or on TV. But yeah, there's going to be a trilogy of the Rick Grimes movies. He is coming back. He's not coming back to the TV show, more than likely. He's not coming back to the TV show. But he is going to be in the movies. Garrett has joined us on Instagram. Welcome, Garrett, on Instagram. Thank you for joining us. So let's see, what else we have here? You know, going back to all these characters that I just mentioned that are going to be appearing in the trilogy movies, I'm just fascinated to see how they're going to write them in. Are they going to write them in as flashbacks? Are they going to be part of the present storyline? Is it going to be a flash forward? I have no idea. And your guess is as good as mine. Ismail writes, what was the official reason he left? Who are you talking about? Ismael, are you talking about Rick? Hard Production writes, do you think they will release a movie every 2 year or maybe each year? You know what? It all depends on when they start filming. It all depends on what's going to happen over the next 6 to 12 months. They may decide to do it every 2 years. They may decide to release it every 1 year. I don't know. I don't think they even know yet. It all depends on what's going to happen over the next 6 to 12 months. 1D Miss You has joined us on Instagram. Cullen GM has joined us on Instagram. Ismael writes, Rick. Well, yeah, Rick. The reason why Rick left the show is because, well, first of all, for the actor himself, Andrew Lincoln, it was just become too much. 9 years of traveling back and forth from the UK and the grueling schedule that these actors have to go through filming in Atlanta during the hottest months of the year. It just became a little too much for him. And The Walking Dead did not want to lose the Rick Grimes character. So I'm assuming they just offered him these movies. And I mean, why wouldn't he accept that? That's awesome. That is just phenomenal. And it's a win-win situation for everyone. I mean, yeah, we as the fans don't get to see Rick on the TV show, but we do get to see him in 3 movies. It's going to be a huge money maker for AMC. I'm sure Andrew Lincoln is making off quite nicely, you know, with that deal as well, and he deserves every bit of it. So that's why he left. Scrappy 0209 has joined us on Instagram. Sayamar has joined us on Instagram. Marco also writes, he also wanted more money. Yep. Zambika 37. Thank you for joining us, Zambika. Ismael writes, I mean, this is not a democracy. Yeah, it's a rickocracy or a rictatorship. I talked about that a little while back. Arthur Mendez, hello, how are you? Do you have any news about the latest episode of season 10? No, they are being really tight-lipped about that, Arthur. We do not know yet. It can be in a couple of weeks. It can be in a couple of months. Who knows? Nadia has joined us on Instagram. Andrew has joined us on Instagram. So no new news on when this finale is going to air. So going back to the whole movie thing. So we know that whenever that very final episode of the Walking Dead TV show does come to an end, the Walking Dead universe is going to be with us for a very, very long time. So let's say they end the series in about 2 years or three. Let's say we have 2 or 3 more seasons left. Whatever, I'm guessing, I don't know. But the Walking Dead universe is going to be with us for an extremely long time. You know, and I'm just really psyched about it. I'm just totally psyched about all these different spin-offs. It looks like there really is going to be a Daryl Dixon movie. And the only way I see them doing that is after the show does come to an official end. We're going to get to see what happens to the character of Daryl. And just like in the Rick movies that are coming up, I'm sure we're going to see a lot of cameos, you know, from all our favorite characters on that as well. Official Joseph on Instagram writes, there's Fear of the Walking Dead, Be World Beyond the Walking Dead, and there's going to be more. There's going to be more TV shows. There's going to be movies. We already have webisodes. You know, they can go back to making those as well. So it's endless. It's endless. So Gaming Future writes, I'm a really big fan. Oh, yeah, we're all big fans, Gaming Future. And like I said, thank you for joining us here tonight. So let's talk a little bit about our trivia contest. All our regulars, you know the deal. But I did not introduce any new action figures today. as you guys, you know, may have noticed. Basically, because we want to get rid of these two. So these are the two that we currently have on the block. Archer writes, it's a little bit sad, but I'm anxious to see the battle Negan versus Beta. Well, is it going to be Negan versus Beta? Is it going to be Daryl versus Beta? You know, I think Daryl is going to have flashbacks of Merle in the movies, writes Official Joseph. That could very well be. Mr. Fucciato, how do you pronounce that? Fucciato has joined us on Instagram. Welcome, Mr. on Instagram. So, Gaming Future also writes, no, I'm a big fan of your channel. Oh, thank you, Gaming Future. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Much appreciated, man. I've said it before to all our regulars, and you may have heard it as well. We're all a big family in here. That's how I see all us, our viewers. You guys are the stars of the show. You guys are what make this show go. Without you, this show would be nothing. So I want to thank all of our viewers. So Arthur Mendez, also on Instagram, writes, Daryl again, but Negan killed Alpha. So you really think they're going to let Negan kill both Alpha and Beta? I really want to be on The Walking Dead before it ends. What are the requirements, writes Official Joseph. Well, first off, just be careful. There are a lot of scam websites out there promoting fake auditions to be on The Walking Dead, and they're going to ask you for money, and you're not going to get a single thing in return. So don't go searching out, because you're going to come across a lot of scams. Marco writes, you have to be dead. Ha! Funny one, Marco. I guess if you really want to be on The Walking Dead is to find out when they're actually back to shooting. Try to make your way down to Sonoy, Georgia. See if you can get casted as a zombie extra. You know, if you are lucky enough to be casted as a walker, I know you're going to have to go through like a one-day school given by Greg Nicotero, because he is very picky on how the walkers are portrayed. He wants the walkers to be portrayed a very specific way. Or main character. Well, if you want to be a main character on The Walking Dead, Joseph, are you an actor? I mean, that's like question number one. They don't just let anybody be on the show. It's not like everybody can act. If everybody can act, then we would all be actors. So, Arthur Mendez also writes, you think the mysterious ninja maybe is Rick's brother? No, I discussed that in a commentary I did. It's not Jeffrey Grimes. Jeffrey Grimes was in the comic books. He was in like the first couple of comic books during the outbreak. He's overseas. He hears his brother Rick got shot, but he can't make it back to the States because he's caught up in basically the breakout of the apocalypse. And that's really all we've seen and hear of Jeffrey Grimes on the Walking Dead comic books. I do not believe for a split second that Jeffrey Grimes is the masked person. Yeah, Marco. Jeffrey Grimes is Rick Grimes' brother in the comic books. He was only in just like maybe a couple of editions right in the beginning when the apocalypse breaks out. So, yeah, I do not believe it's Jeffrey Grimes. No. I've said this before. The masked ninja person is going to be a brand new character. I'm more than like 90% sure it's going to be someone from the Commonwealth. Gustavo, Brazil's in the house. Welcome, Gustavo. So yeah, it's going to be somebody, I believe, from the Commonwealth. A character we've never met before. Big thumbs up to you too, Gustavo. Thank you for joining us on Instagram. So, yep. So going back to our contest, we want to get rid of Beth and Gareth. I'm really surprised these two are still on the block. We only have three more action figures to reveal. That's it. We're just down to these two and three more. And the guys, you know, you guys who have been watching us since the beginning of this contest, I'm pretty sure you guys can figure out what the last three characters are. Okay, and me and Marco have to discuss this because we want to do it in a nice way, how we're going to release them, how we're going to release the final three. Are we going to do just one at a time? I don't know. Me and Marco have to discuss that and come up with a compromise and see what's going to work out best. We want it to be fair. We want it to be, we want it to be fair. Ismail, I'm not going to repeat your answer, but you are not 100% correct. You are not 100% correct. Hola, Gabby. Gabby on Instagram. Hola. Thank you for joining us, Gabby. And Gaming Future, Hard Productions also writes, I'm a good actor, but the closest I ever got was drama at my school, but I missed the meeting, and that was my only chance. That's funny. That's funny, Hard Productions. Gaming Future, it could be a big twist about the ninja. Yeah. It's going to be someone we've never met before. It's going to be someone from the Commonwealth. And that's my take on it. Arthur Mendez, also on Instagram, writes, you're right, we never saw Morgan's son die, but he dies. Yeah, I don't believe it's Dwayne either. So we're going to do the trivia contest here in a few minutes. We're coming up on the 30-minute mark. Today we're going to be discussing, I guess we'll start this after the trivia, but we're going to be discussing the different leaderships on the Walking Dead. What I mean is different people that have been leaders throughout the seasons that we saw, both good and bad. Of course, like Rick and, you know, how he became leader and, you know, the bad ones, like the governor, Negan, of course. So it should be a very lively discussion. And for all our newcomers, we do accept call-ins. Let me bring that up. I'm having a little bit of a... Here we go. Top, wrong one. Where? Here we go. Huh. There we go. I had it perfectly before. For those who want to participate in tonight's trivia contest, okay, the answers cannot be chatted in. They can only be called in. Okay, if you're inside the United States, that's the number you need to call. It's 718-509-9270. If you're outside the U.S., it's a free call if you use Skype. Just open up your Skype app and search for our name, which is Walking Dead Now. You can add us to your favorites so you don't have to search for us again. The phone lines stay open from the start of the show to the end of the show. And I just want to say, guys, if you guys call and I don't pick up, it's not because I'm ignoring you. It's because I have like a dozen windows open up on my PC as I'm doing this live stream. And I may miss a call because the call window might be in the background. So please call back again. Please do. But the call line, the phones are open from start to the end of the show. Stella is joining us on Instagram. Neville is joining us on Instagram. Bye, Arthur. Thank you for joining us. Arangbov is 77 has joined us on Instagram. So that's the number you guys have to call if you want to participate in our trivia contest. I'm going to be reading here the question in a little bit. Before I do that, I know I've been not having the screen up very often. For any of you guys that want to contact me or our producer Marco directly, here's our emails, as well as contacting us through social media. You guys can email us directly. That's the top is my email, and then you have Marco email, who's our producer. And also, if any of you guys want to send us a message on WhatsApp, That's my number, and that's Marco's number. My WhatsApp number is 650-308-4023. Marco's WhatsApp number is 786-749-8257. My email is viz@debttalklive.com. And Marco's email is marco@debttalklive.com. So I'll leave that up there. If you guys want to remember that for after the show, you can take a screenshot of this on your device and you can save it. You know, we welcome anyone and everyone. There's dozens of different ways to contact us. Email, through social media, WhatsApp, you name it. We love to get feedback from you. What do you want to see on the show that we're not doing? What don't you like? Don't worry, you're not going to hurt our feelings. Be brutally honest. Marky Lopez 5 has joined us on Instagram. Stella has joined us on Instagram. Justin Human 1999 has joined us on Instagram. Zazchick on YouTube writes, use Skype, Gaming Future, it's free. So yeah, Gaming Future, if you're in the UK, Saz is in the UK too, and she's called in plenty of times. So just use Skype, open it up, search for our name, Walking Dead Now, add us to your favorites so you don't have to go searching for us again. And as far as the last time I checked, we are the only ones on Skype with the Walking Dead Now name. So let's move on to our trivia, okay? We are a little past the 30-minute mark, so let's go ahead and read the trivia question. Now, just because we have these final, I don't know if Marco is just taking a little break from the difficult questions. Not that this is easy. This is not an easy question tonight. But it's definitely not as hard as some of our previous trivia questions. Okay? So I have the phone thing up. The number is right there. Whoever has the right answer, you get to call in and you get to pick between Beth and Gareth from Terminus. And here is tonight's question. Why did Enid take the balloons that she found with Glenn back to Alexandria? Hey, Karina. Karina Fernandez 22 is joining us on Instagram. Waving back at you, Karina. Thank you. Titan 2011 has joined us. Toy Quiz has joined us on Instagram. Vitora has joined us on Instagram. Welcome, guys. Welcome. Welcome to our live stream. So let me repeat the question. Why did Enid take the balloons that she found with Glenn back to Alexandria? The first one to call and answer correctly, you get to pick between Beth and Gareth for which action figure you want. That's simple. The phone lines are open till the end of the show. First one to call wins. So while we're waiting for somebody to come in with the right answer, we're just going to get started on today's topic and the whole leadership thing. And man, did I, you know, I like to do these little bullet points, notes, you know, for each show. And I have like 2 pages worth of bullet points on this whole leadership thing. So, hey, Steven on YouTube. Steven Garza is joining us on YouTube. Welcome, Steven. So, Walking Dead leaderships, okay? Both the good and the bad. Of course, we're going to start off with Rick, okay? Now, Rick became the leader, I feel like, because he saw it as his responsibility to keep everyone safe. And by the way, guys, even if you don't have the answer to the trivia and you just want to talk to me about this topic, please call me. You know, if somebody does call in with the trivia, we'll get them on the line as well. So if anybody just wants to discuss or have an opinion or comment about this topic, please call us and share. So Rick is, you know, Rick sort of walked into the role of being the leader of the group. He, I guess, you know, he's definitely an A-type personality. He took it upon himself to try to keep everyone safe. He has said numerous times throughout the seasons that he didn't ask for this. He didn't ask for people to follow him, for anyone to follow him. And if you guys remember in season 9, in the episode right before the episode where we lost Rick, when Rick and Daryl were stuck in that hole in the ground, Rick says that again to Daryl. I did not ask anyone to follow me. And Daryl had like this awesome response back to Rick. Daryl's response back to Rick was, well, maybe you should have. That's just short, poignant, and to the point. When Rick told him, I didn't ask anyone to follow me, Daryl's response was, well, maybe you should have. I think that's great. You know, I think that was an excellent response. And I loved the moment that those two got to spend in that ditch. And when Rick climbed out of there and him reaching down and telling Daryl, brother, grab my hand. That's definitely one of my at least top 10 favorite scenes from the Walking Dead series. And then we have Shane. Okay. Now Shane, on the other hand, Ismael is calling us. Hey Ismael, you're on Dead Talk Live with Viz. How are you doing?
Hi Viz.
How are you doing tonight?
You good?
Good, good, good. So are you calling to chat, or do you have the answer to the trivia?
I do have the answer. I think I have the answer. No.
All right. Let me just repeat the question again for all of those didn't hear it. Why did Enid take the balloons she found with Glenn back to Alexandria? So what's your answer?
So I remember seeing it. Like, she begged a savior for them back, right?
She what?
She begged a savior for them back, as I remember. But yeah, the reason she took him, like, Glenn seemed dead, right? Mm-hmm. The dumpster thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she took them because it was her last connection to him. Huh?
No, sorry, Ismael, that is actually not the correct answer.
All right.
Oh no, no, it's okay. It's okay. This is a little tricky. It's sort of a little tricky question. It might seem easy at first, but it is tricky. So, no, that's not the exact reason.
Yeah, all right.
That's not the exact reason. But thank you so much for calling in. And maybe we won't have a winner tonight, you know? Maybe the streak is going to be broken. You never know.
No, Saz is going to win. Saz is watching.
Saz is watching, and I know she has an answer, so... Zaz, you know, if you have the answer, you can call in. If you want to win, Zaz, if we go another like 12 minutes or so without a winner, we want to give Beth and Gareth away. So give us a call at that point, Zaz. Anyway, Ismael, right. Thank you for calling in. We're going to talk real soon, okay?
Goodbye, bro.
All right, bye-bye. All right. So that was Ismael from Morocco calling in, and his answer was that he thought that Enid saw it as, by taking the balloons, it was her last connection to Glenn. All right, we have Hard Productions calling in. Hello, you're on Dead Talk Live with Viz. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good, Hard Productions. Everything okay on your end today?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Good. So, Ethan, do you have an answer for us?
I think I do.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Did she take it to signal Maggie and tell her Glenn was still alive, or to lead the zombies away, something like that?
The second part of your answer is correct. She took it to distract the walkers. So congratulations, Hard Productions. Congratulations. You are our tonight's trivia winner. She took it primarily to distract the walkers who were surrounding Alexandria. And, of course, when Maggie and Rick saw it, they all sort of knew that it was Glenn. You know? So, congratulations. Yeah. So, let me bring up the our prizes here. And so, you only get a pick of one out of two. So, do you want Beth or Gareth?
Beth.
Beth. Yes. Beth needed a good home. And I'm so glad that she's found a home with you. So I'll be getting Beth out to you ASAP. Thank you so much for picking her up. And now who knows? Gareth might be the last man standing, you know? Tomorrow I'm going to be releasing maybe one or two more. And I just kind of doubt that the ones I'm going to be releasing tomorrow, somebody's going to pick Gareth over them. So, but hey, stranger things have happened. Anyway, everyone is congratulating you. Summer messaged me earlier today that she might not make it to the show. Summer, we are so glad that you were able to at least catch the latter half of our show. I'm so glad you were able to make it, Summer, and welcome. And Hard Productions just won our trivia contest tonight. So, Summer, that means that I believe Summer and you, Hard Productions, are tied for the amount of times you guys have won this trivia. So, if my math is correct, both you and Summer are tied now for the amount of correct answers you guys have called in.
Yeah.
So, congratulations again, Hard Productions, and we'll be talking again real soon, okay?
Okay.
All right, take care, man. Take care.
You too.
All right, so there you go. Hard Productions from YouTube is our winner of tonight's trivia contest. And Beth is off the market. You know, she's been on there for a while. Lifting Fit Journey is joining us on Instagram. Just checking in with you guys. Gonna hit, hey, good night, everyone. Oh, you're leaving us, Lifting Fit? All right, well, thank you for stopping by, Lifting Fit Journey. Thank you so much for stopping by and saying hello. I hope you have a very, very good night. So, yeah, Beth is off the market. Hard Productions on YouTube is tonight's trivia contest winner. So, congratulations to Hard Productions. So, let's go back to this leadership. You know, I was talking about Shane. Yeah, going back to Shane. Shane, as opposed to Rick, he wanted to be the leader, which is the complete opposite of Rick. Shane wanted to be the leader of the group, you know, starting out when they were in that camp. And when Rick showed up, just imagine, put yourself in Shane's shoes. Okay, you're the leader of this group. You know, you're in love with Lori, which she probably was for years, and, you know, secretly in love with her. And in that split second, the person, your best friend, supposedly, who you thought was dead, just shows up again. And your whole world is just, again, turned upside down. So, Hard Production writes, Shane adapted to the world faster than anyone else. Yeah, and it does, you know, realizing his personality, that doesn't surprise me in the slightest bit. It doesn't surprise me in the slightest bit. I mean, Shane had a very, you know, he was a wise, you know, he had a very wise guy personality. And, again, he's an alpha just like Rick was. He reveled in being the leader. And when Rick showed up, he hated it. I mean, even though they were best friends, you'd think he would be happy. But no, I mean, he was sleeping with Rick's wife. He started being Carl's dad. So, yeah, Shane's reason for being the leader and Rick's reason for being leaders are completely opposite. And there's no doubt that Shane, deep down inside, he hated the fact that Rick was still alive. And he also hated that the group did gravitate to Rick. And like Rick said, he didn't ask to be the leader, but they gravitated to him. In the beginning, Shane and Rick, you know, they were sort of equally giving commands and working together as a team, at least for the first couple of episodes together. Ismail writes, I mean, he wasn't all bad. No, I loved Shane. No, don't get me wrong, Ismail. I loved Shane's character. I loved his character very much. I was very sad when he died. But I'm just pointing out the differences in the leadership styles between Shane and Rick. Hey, Face Occulto, how you doing, brother? Hard Production also writes, I wonder what Shane would think of Rick if he's seen him now. Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know what he would say. We know what Rick hallucinated about Shane, and it shows us that many years later, the fact that Rick had to kill Shane still haunts Rick. And why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't it haunt him? That was his best friend. Think of how you would feel if your best friend wanted you dead. So, moving on to different leaders, where time flies. We're not going to get too much into Negan, because as far as Negan's leadership, it's pretty black and white. There's no mystery there. There's no mystery in Negan's leadership. He was either do it my way or die. And he reveled in that. He reveled in that. You either do it my way and you die, or you die. If I walk past you, you're going to get on your knees and kneel. He was more than a dictator. I mean, oh my God. He just reveled in that fact. So there's not that much mystery. Hard Productions, you know, Joe and the Claimers, also known as the Marauders. Joe lived by a set of very simple rules, as he stated to Daryl. Very simple. You don't lie. You don't lie. If you see it first, you say claimed, and it's yours. Those were his two biggest rules. If you break the rules, then he will kill you. Like Negan, he will kill you. Summer writes, I love the Rick hallucinations about Shane. Me too, Summer. I totally agree with you. Tracy is laughing at our comments on Instagram. Welcome, Tracy. So, here's a leader that is kind of worthy to talk about, because there is a little bit of like, what? How did he become the leader? And that's Gregory from Hilltop. The original leader of Hilltop, Greg the Weasel. I can never figure out how a weasel like Gregory became Hilltop's leader. We knew that Jesus did not want the role of leader, but how did Gregory become leader and stay leader for as long as he did? That's a complete mystery to me. The guy was just a big weasel. He had no idea of how to survive on the outside. Okay? At least Deanna was, you know, willing to admit, we don't know how to survive on the outside. And that's why she brought Rick and the gang into Alexandria. And that was yesterday's topic. But Gregory, complete weasel. He was a misogynist. We saw how he spoke to Maggie. I'm surprised Maggie did not kill him right then and there. Tiao is also joining us from Brazil on Instagram. Hey, Tiao. We have a lot of people from Brazil tonight. Welcome, everybody. So, yeah, Greg is a complete mystery to me. And then, you know, of course, when Maggie showed up after Negan had killed Abraham and Glenn, Summer writes, Gregory talked a good game. That's all he was. He was just a talker. And not such a great one at that either. So when Maggie showed up to Hilltop after Negan had killed Abraham and Glenn, at least Gregory saw the writing on the wall and he realized that she was a direct threat to his leadership. The people of Hilltop, and especially because Maggie had the backing of Jesus, the people of Hilltop just really gravitated towards Maggie. And he at least he was smart enough to realize that. And, you know, we saw that in that one episode where Maggie was leaning over Glenn's grave and Gregory came over to, like, give his condolences or whatever BS he was feeding her. And you remember that Gregory had that knife? Like, before he went out, B4 Blonde writes, Gregory had other people doing his job. Absolutely, B4 Blonde on Instagram. Yeah, and I'm actually going to get to that. He had other people doing his dirty work. You're absolutely right, B4 on Instagram. Hola from Memphis, Tennessee. Hello, Guadalupe on Instagram. We have Memphis in the house. Fourth Cool 3 is with us on Instagram. Face bump. Fist bump to you too, buddy. Zambika 37. Gregory was plain awful. Yeah, yeah. So going back to that episode where, you know, Maggie's over Glenn's grave and Gregory comes by to whatever, give his condolences. Oh, Face Occulta is leaving us on YouTube. Thank you so much for joining us, Face, on YouTube. We hope to see you again on the show soon. So Gregory is there with Maggie giving, you know, whatever, his fake condolences about her loss. And we see him pull out a knife. So he must have really thought that he had the balls before he stepped out and approached her, that he had the balls to kill her. Which we all know he doesn't. He doesn't. He's just a weasel. Doesn't want to get his hands dirty. And that's why, moving forward a couple of seasons, that's why he had conned Earl, poor Earl, who lost his son, you know, relapsed back into drinking. And Gregory used him, you know, to con Earl to get Earl to do Gregory's bidding and to kill Maggie. You guys remember that episode? The thing that finally, you know, pushed Maggie over the edge and got Gregory hung? Art Production writes, someone disliked the live stream. How could someone do that? The stream is amazing. Oh, you're talking about the thumbs down? Oh, yeah. I actually see that as a badge of honor. You know, once you start getting a few thumbs down, that's when you know your stream is going out to a lot of people. So I'm not worried about it at all, Heart Productions. There are just some people out there that are jealous or just like hitting the thumbs down button on YouTube. I saw that this morning. I see it as a badge of honor, you know? So, but thank you for looking out for me, though. I appreciate that. B4 Blonde has given us a happy love smiley face. Marco writes, it's a fist pump. So, yeah, I mean, poor Earl. He gets conned by Gregory. Of course, Earl is drunk when he ambushes Maggie by the Hilltop Cemetery and he tries to kill her. Of course, she overpowers him, takes him down. And that's it. Maggie had enough. She knew exactly who set that up. She is pissed still at Rick for keeping Negan alive. You know, Hard Production writes, rest in peace, Earl. Yeah, we lost him recently. He went out like a true hero, man. He did go out like a hero. And I'm glad that Maggie spared Earl because she saw what was going on. Earl had lost his son. He had relapsed back into drinking. And she figured out that it was Gregory that conned him into doing what he did and trying to kill Maggie. Fourth the Cool 3 writes, well, sorry I can't stay on longer. Gotta go to bed. Well, Fourth Cool, thank you for joining us. Good night. We hope to see you again soon. B4 Blonde, he had the nerve to wear Glenn's watch. Yeah, I forgot about that before. B4 Blonde, I remember that. I mean, I forgot about it. I just remembered it just now when you mentioned it. And Summer writes, that's right, she had Herschel with her. They try to have her killed with her own son right there. Her infant son. They try to, you know, knock her off. Again, it just shows the kind of, you know, leader that Gregory was. He was just completely a weasel and got other people to do his dirty work. Now, we see this repeating theme on the show with these leaders who try to lead with the do it my way or die mentality. And in the end, it never turns out well for them. You know, the cop that kidnapped, the cop group that were holed up in the hospital that kidnapped Beth. And she killed Beth. Didn't turn out too well for her. She was running sort of like a dictatorship in that hospital. You know? And then let's take Rick and Rick's leadership style and how he went out off the show. Rick sacrificed himself to stop that herd from reaching Hilltop. He didn't know that he was going to survive. I can guarantee you that. He was on death's door. He lost, like, what, 9 pints of blood? But yet he was still able to stand upright. And when he blows up that bridge, he knows he's done for. But he sacrificed himself so that that herd does not cross that bridge. Because Rick knew if they do make it over that bridge, the next stop for that herd is Hilltop. And if you guys remember, for the entire first half of season 9, Rick was all about that bridge and keeping the sanctuary connected to the other communities. And when he finally realized in the end, this is just not going to work, not only does he sacrifice the bridge, he sacrifices himself. That's the kind of leader that becomes legendary. That's why we all love Rick, like Before Blonde just says on Instagram. That's why we all love Rick, because that's the kind of character Rick was. That's the kind of character that Rick was. If you were a threat to him, he was going to take your ass out. But if you were one of the lucky ones to join his family, then you had somebody who would, you know, kill himself before if he had a choice, let himself get hurt or die before anything happened to you. And his final stand on that bridge was exactly that. He sacrificed himself so the communities don't fall. The Hilltop doesn't fall, because that herd, if it came to Hilltop, and that herd that was crossing that bridge was like at least 2 or 3 times the size of the herd that Alpha and the Whisperers brought to Hilltop. And we saw what that herd did to Hilltop and what the Whisperers did to the Hilltop. They burnt it to a crisp. You know? So anyway, guys, listen, that time of the night again. We're out of time. I want to thank you guys so much for joining me tonight. As we say goodbye, I want to bring up our chat info on the screen for anyone who wants to take a snapshot of this so they can email me or Marco. I want to thank our producer, Marco. I want to thank all our regulars. I want to congratulate Heart Productions for winning tonight's trivia. Congratulations, Summer. I was so glad you can join us. Saz, thank you so much, as always, for being such a regular on this show. And Saz, you are my go-to person on Walking Dead information. You and Marco, both. You know, with you guys here, I have all the information I need, Saz. We've had a lot of good turnout on Instagram. We had a lot of new people on Instagram tonight. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on Instagram. We hope to see you on future broadcasts. We're literally about to be cut off. Until tomorrow, guys, stay walking. Yeah.